Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Arla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. What is Arla? The Torah says you cannot eat from a tree during its first 3 years. The pears that grow during the first 3 years of a young tree, Shalosh Shanim Yilachem Arelim Lo Yeyachel. The pears are called Arla. Arla means closed, locked. Not having enough from it. As if they're locked into the tree. In our Mishnah, we'll learn that even during the fourth year, although you can use the pears, but they have kedusha, they have a special kedusha, similar to Maaser Sheni. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim or redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, "B'shana revius yakal piryai kodesh ilulam Lashem." The reason for Arla, the Ramban says something interesting. You want to be mechaber Hashem and bring the first pears of our tree to Yerushalayim to praise Hashem. So we can constantly remind ourselves that whatever we have is a gift from Hashem. But during the first 3 years, the pears of a tree aren't very good yet. Some trees don't even produce pears yet. So we wait for the fourth year. We don't want to use the pears until we can first bring the first pears before Hashem. A similar pshat is found in the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Although he says Arl is a lashon of covering. It's like covered over. The Rabbeinu Bechaya also says that a peri in its first 3 years, meaning a tree, when it produces peiros, during the first 3 years, the peiros aren't healthy. It still has some like lechos, some kind of moisture that comes from the ground. Not enough time passed for the sun to dry it out and for the ear to cleanse it. So if you eat a peri during the first 3 years, it's like a shtickle eating the earth. It could hurt a person. Another interesting thing that Rabbeinu Bechaya says, based on the Medrash, that a remes shalosh shanim yilachem areilim is talking about a boy. A boy? A little boy. First 3 years, he can't really talk yet. But during the fourth year, he becomes kodesh. That's when the father's mekadeshim l'Torah. That's when he can start praising Hashem. And you bring him to cheder, and he starts learning. That's when he's 3 years old. He enters the fourth year. The pasuk says during the fifth year, you can eat the peres normally. There, the remes is, he can start learning. And from there on, he keeps learning more and more. And there are many other remazim about life in general, about Mashiach, what's going to be la'asid lavai, if you take a look in the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Akol panim. And finally, let me share one more thing with you. This is from the same from Moreh v'Shamish. The Eibishter gave us Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Zavas Chalav Edvash. But if it's only to bask in taiva and our own temptations, we're in big trouble. It's going to schlep us down instead of lifting us up. So how do we remember, constantly remember, that whatever we have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And it was given to us so we can share it with others and make people around us happy. Really, whatever we have, says the Marav Shamish, and the Yerachayim HaKadosh also says it, we're like a gabbai. We're a gabbai. Our job is to distribute. Now, a gabbai can take a salary also. We can enjoy life too. But our main job down here in this world is to make others happy with what we have. But that's very difficult. Finally planted a tree, the peiros. They are the first apples, the first oranges. They're mine. No. Torah teaches us. Nothing is yours on this world. Hashem allows us to use it. Nobody lives forever. If we use it right, that's the greatest bracha. Hashem can give us more and more. Because it lifts us up instead of schlepping us down. So once we're trained for the first 3 years, no, it's not mine. Can't use it. I don't have permission to use it yet. And the fourth year, I bring it to Yerushalayim and I thank Hashem for what I have. Now, I had the proper training to use my bracha properly in a way that it's going to help others. You know, Yaakov Avinu got a bracha, v'yiten lecha. So Chazal tell us, yiten v'yachzer v'yiten, give and give again. You know what that means, says Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe says an amazing word, and then we'll go straight to the Mishnah afterwards. A person can have everything in this world. You can have the nicest house, the nicest car, the nicest boat. It doesn't make a difference how many houses and boats you have. There's no guarantee if you have it today, you're going to have it tomorrow. Whatever we have, Hashem gave us as a gift. And every single day when you wake up and you say, "Ma'ida ani," you thank Hashem that you gave me back the gift today. If I still have it, Hashem gave it to me. I know a lot of people that had all these things I just said, and from one day to the next, they suddenly didn't have it. So Rav Moshe says that's the bracha of Yitin v'yachzer v'yitin. A Yid realizes every single day a brand new gift. You get a brand new gift, you're very happy. First day you have a new bike, you're very happy. Then you take it for granted. But if you realize every day you have it, it's a new gift from Hashem, then you're constantly happy. And the more you realize it's a gift from Hashem, the more you're willing to share it with others. And the more you're willing to share it with others, the more Hashem gives you. So you see, all you need to do is get it right once, and everything goes good afterwards. Okay, let's see our Mishnah. Zakta Helega Mishnah. Aniteya, Sechtus Arla Perik Aleph Mishnah Aleph. If someone plants a fruit tree, the Siyag, but he wants it to be a gate. In other words, he's planting trees, he wants those trees to be his gate-like. He has a vineyard, explains about Tanura. Needs a gate around the vineyard, so he makes a beautiful gate. He plants trees over there. Well, Lekairis, or let's say he plants a fruit tree, but his purpose is he wants to use the wood for beams. He's not thinking about using the papyrus. For that matter, says the Taisus Yamta, if he wants to use the wood for fire fuel, even though it's a fruit tree, but he didn't plant it for the papyrus. So in both cases, the din is pater min ha'arla. He is pater on arla. The papyrus during the first 3 years are not usher. And this is learned from the Pasuk, explains about Tanura. The Pasuk says, Unetatem kol eitz machal. Din arla is only by a tree that was planted for the purpose of food. It does not apply to papyrus of a tree that was planted for a different purpose. Rabbi Yossi says, I'll tell you even a bigger chiddush. Afilu even omar, if. Hapnimi, the inside part of the tree, lemacho. There he had in mind to eat the papyrus. What does it mean, the inside part of the tree? He plants the tree at the edge of his property, and he says like this. The part that faces the inside of my property, that I'm going to use for food. And the part that faces the outside, that's going to be my fence. So we actually divide the tree, and we say, apanimi, the fruit that grows from the part facing the inside, chayiv, it's chayiv in arla. V'achitzen, but the fruit that grows from the part of the tree facing the outside, which is used for the fence, pater is pater in arla. Even though it's all one tree, you can divide the tree. Peiris and this that are chayiv, the peiris facing the inside would be chayiv in arla. Those peiris you can't use the first 3 years, and the peiris facing the outside, where this part of the tree was meant for the gate, those pears would be pater and arla. So basically, we learned in our mission that if someone plants a fruit tree, he counts 3 years from when he planted it, all the pears that grow during those first 3 years are usser, not only be'achila, also usser be'hana. Now, I want to explain something to you. Don't make this mistake. Let's say I take the peri off after the first year and I freeze it. Oh, it's 3 years old, I can eat it. No. Any peri that grows within the first 3 years will always be aser. And that applies to the peri, it applies to the pits and to the skin of the peri. However, if someone planted a tree, not for its peris, but he wanted it to be a fence for his field, or he wants the wood, either to build with it or for fire fuel, then there's no arla on the peris. In Shulchan Aruch it says, it has to be that you can tell by the way he plants the tree that it's not for fruit. For example, he's planting them too close to each other, or he's doing certain things to make sure it's thicker, that the branches get thick. From the Rambam, whoever, it's mashma, that's not necessary. As long as his kavana is not for fruit, there's no chi of arla. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah told us, some say the Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yossi, that he's not arguing on the Tanakhama. You could look in the Taisus Yamtiv, that even if one side of the tree was for food, let's say the side facing his property, those apples I'm going to eat. But the apples on the other side, that's going to be part of the gate. So the part that's Litzarech Achila is Chayiv Ba'arla, and the rest is Potter Ba'arla.